United Airlines permanently has closed its aircraft maintenance facility at Indianapolis International Airport. 1,500 workers, including 1,100 mechanics, were employed there. It's been 4 months since United filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The airline continues to lose tremendous amounts of money, but has defied predictions of an early demise. With new labor agreements in hand, the United's chances of emerging from bankruptcy have become much stronger. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Although the airline slump continues, officials at United Airlines say the number of people traveling on United's domestic flights is on the rise. Standing at a baggage turnstile at O'Hare Airport, Victor Brown said he could tell he and his wife had just flown in on a full flight from Miami.
We took a standby leaving, and coming back, I was quite surprised because they had quite a few empty seats ongoing. But coming back, I don't think they had that many empty.
A glimmer of hope, perhaps, but on the other hand, United cut its flight schedule for May because the outbreak of the SARS virus severely affected traffic on its Pacific routes. And last week, the airline reported a quarter loss of $1.3 billion. That's slightly more than $15 million a day. Standard & Poor's analyst Philip Bagley says those numbers were predictably horrendous.
The only comparable results were in the fourth quarter of 2001 when the airlines were just in the aftermath of 9/11.
This quarter, said United, was particularly difficult because in addition to SARS, the economy was weak, there was a fierce low-fare environment, and travelers were concerned about the war in Iraq. It's expected future quarters will be better, in part because new contracts that took effect last Thursday will sharply reduce the airline's labor expenses. Frank Larkin, a spokesman for the International Machinist Union, says workers had to ratify the contracts, even though the concessions were deep.
But what most people are concerned about is whether or not they're going to have their job, whether their pension is secure, and if they're losing it, whether or not they're going to be able to come back to it, and if they'll recognize it when they do. The agreements, for the most part, were able to achieve that.
Ray Neidel, airline analyst with Blaylock & Partners, says the agreements have helped dispel talk that United might go under.
Well, with a little help from the economy, with the employees coming on board, that's giant steps.
And enough, says Neidel, to eventually resurrect the airline. But there are still significant hurdles, like meeting monthly financial goals set by the banks that have loaned United money to reorganize. The airline did meet the financial benchmark for March, but Philip Bagley says as time goes on, the goals get tougher. Even so, Bagley says as United edges forward, there are positive factors like the slowly improving domestic travel numbers.
You also have a normal seasonal upswing as you go through the spring. The first quarter is the worst quarter for most airlines, even under normal circumstances. Then you will have the lower fuel prices, and the labor savings begin to kick in at the beginning of May.
United may gradually be turning a financial corner, but it's still in the midst of negotiations with a number of creditors. And those battles, just like the war, SARS, and the economy, will have an impact on United Airlines bankruptcy. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.